What most people don't know is that a small city called Macau is where the world's first fusion cuisine was born. Hey there, and welcome to Cross Cultural Eats. For our very first episode, I would like to introduce you to a cuisine you may not have heard of before called Macanese cuisine. If you have watched the FX show or read the book Shogun, you already got a taste of the journeys the Portuguese had while exploring the world. During the Age of Exploration, or Age of Discovery, many Europeans started sailing to explore and colonize other parts of the world. The Portuguese started sailing in the 1400s, making their stops along the coast of Africa, Brazil, eventually reaching India, China, and Japan. As they explored around the world, the Portuguese brought ingredients from their hometowns to spread their culture to these newfound places. Naturally, being so far away from home, the sailors became homesick and wanted to have a taste of home. It's said that women were not allowed on the ships, so wives of these Portuguese sailors had to stay behind in Portugal. While the Portuguese sailors met new wives at different places they went, and their new wives would cook local dishes using Portuguese ingredients, or cook Portuguese dishes using local ingredients. As a result, transforming their food into something new. So while in southern China, some Portuguese settled in a small city called Macau in the mid-16th century with their families, and some even started families of their own with local residents. Before coming to Macau, these Portuguese were already eating dishes that had cultural influences from places they already went. Now settling in China, especially southern China, new fusion dishes were formed with Chinese and Cantonese ingredients and cooking methods. Recipes for these new fusion dishes were passed down within families through generations, so every family had their own tweak when preparing these fusion dishes. And these family dishes form what we now know as Macanese cuisine. Macanese cuisine combines the cooking methods and ingredients from Portugal, Africa, India, Malaysia, and China. It is recognized as the first fusion cuisine by the United Nations Education, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. In preparation for this episode, I tried a few iconic dishes in my most recent visit to Macau at a restaurant called Bellows Tempos. I had such a great time dining there and chatting up with the staff to understand Macanese cuisine better. So let's start off with the first dish called Minchi. Minchi is considered the most common Macanese dish in every Macanese family, or even the Macanese dish. It's generally made with ground and minced meat, stir-fried with vegetables like potatoes and or onions, and seasoned with soy sauce and Worcestershire sauce. It can be topped with a sunny-side-up egg and served with fried potato cubes. The version of Minchi at Bellows Tempos is stir-fried cubed potatoes and meat seasoned in a familiar Chinese-inspired sauce. The dish is served with a white rice with a perfect sunny-side-up egg on top. It was very interesting to eat this dish because while potatoes are more seen in Western dishes, it's now served with rice and fried egg that's more seen in Asian dishes. It was such a harmonized combination. Another classic Macanese dish has to be tacho. It's a huge casserole dish consisting of homemade meat stock, chicken, pork rind, pig trotter, Cantonese dry lap chan sausage. The stock has to be made first, then all the rest of the ingredients will be added and simmered down for many hours. Think of it as a fusion hot pot dish that takes as long as 3 days to prepare and make. Because of the lengthy preparation and cooking process, it's not a typical everyday dish, but rather a dish that's prepared for the holidays or for family gatherings. At Bellows Tempos, tacho takes a bit to cook because, as mentioned, the process takes a long time. Even though the restaurant already prepared this dish to be served for the next day, it still takes some time to simmer everything together again. The staff there was very friendly and let me know that I could order a smaller portion if I can't eat too much food. I gladly accepted this offer because I had so much more food planned for the rest of that day. When tacho finally came to the table, it was just as I expected. Tons of cabbage, chicken, loads of perfectly cooked, soft pork rinds, trouters, Cantonese sausage pieces, all simmered in a slightly cloudy broth. Like what the staff said, the star of tacho are the cabbage and pork rind, both super soft and flavorful after simmering in this delicious broth. It is such a hearty dish that is great with a bowl of rice. Flavor-wise, it's not a dish that's heavily flavored, but has a nice, smooth taste as you eat. I couldn't stop eating the cabbage and pork rinds with rice that day. That's how much you know I really enjoy them. The next Macanese dish I would like to highlight is called African chicken, which is not exactly African, but with African influence. Chicken is grilled or roasted and then coated in a spicy sauce. Some said this dish originated from peri-peri chicken and has evolved over the years as the Portuguese settled in different colonies. You get the Indian influence via the spices, coconut from the influence of Malaysia, and five spice powder from China. All these mixing of cultural influences resulted in a dish that's spicy, sweet, with smoky notes. So this dish was not on the menu at Bello's Temples at the time of my visit. It was offered as African chicken wings under the appetizer section. So I thought, well, if it's just an appetizer, it shouldn't be that much food, right? Well, I was totally wrong when the dish came to the table. It was two giant wings over a bed of fries, so beware. Anyway, I was very glad I got these wings because even though it was just so much food for me to eat, but I just loved the seasoning. It really had all the different blends of spices along the pepper bits, creating a mildly spicy, extremely flavorful, enjoyable sauce that coated the wings. I continued to stuff myself with the wings even though I knew I just couldn't eat it anymore. It was that good. The last iconic dish I would like to highlight is something that fooled me for most of my life. I had no capacity to eat anymore at Bello's Temples that day, so I will save this dish for next time. This dish is the famous Portuguese chicken, which is not Portuguese at all. I see this dish a lot at Hong Kong cafes, and I always thought, okay, so this is how people from Portugal eat their chicken. But no, it's truly a dish originated from Macau. You will not see this dish at a traditional Portuguese restaurant. The dish is made with chicken, usually chicken thigh, cut in pieces and served in a bed of mild coconut curry. You see both Eastern and Western influence in the curry sauce itself, from using ingredients like coconut milk, ginger, soy sauce, potatoes, and chicken stock. Through Macanese dishes, we can see traces of cultural shifts and influence that shaped families in Macau throughout these years. Nowadays, there are still a good amount of Macanese families living in Macau, but a lot has changed in the last two decades. Many locals now prefer Chinese or traditional Portuguese cuisine, and less families will cook Macanese foods at home. Some even moved away from Macau. This shift makes the concept of Macanese cuisine more and more foreign to the public. For me, I only discovered Macanese cuisine while researching what good foods to eat for my trip. And I'm so glad I did, because otherwise, I would have never learned the interesting histories and stories behind. Most of the time, when you search what to eat in Macau, you always get the typical stuff like Portuguese egg tarts, old Chinese cafes, and almond cookies. I'm not saying these foods are not good to try, but Macanese foods don't have the same exposure at all, and I think they deserve more spotlight. When chatting with the staff at the Macanese restaurant that day, He told me that more and more foods that aren't mechanized have been the mainstream nowadays. He said, beef intestines are everywhere now because it's easy to sell. Through our conversation about food and mechanized cuisine, I could tell the staff really cares about preserving his culture and hoping more people will remember what exactly is mechanized cuisine. After dining at his restaurant, I sure will remember traditional mechanized foods for the rest of my life. Mechanized cuisine has been recognized as part of Macau's intangible heritage by the local government. There are also groups of individuals who gather and continue to promote mechanized culture. If you have a chance to visit Macau, be sure to check out restaurants that serve mechanized foods and get a taste of this unique fusion pass. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode as I'll continue to talk about another must-eat in Macau and how this food has evolved and become the current icon of Macau. Now off to next time. Happy eating!